Reading. The government of Japan is stepping up its drive to boost the public's appetite for investment. At present, about half of the financial assets owned by Japanese households are in cash or bank accounts. Only about 15% is held in investments, compared to around 50% in the U.S. Traditionally, Japanese people tend to be skeptical when it comes to investing in securities, which they see as being inherently risky. Instead, they prefer to avert risks by keeping their money in savings accounts or as cash stashed away somewhere in their house. However, some financial experts assert that persuading Japanese to move their savings out of bank accounts and government bonds and into riskier assets is vital for reinvigorating Japan's long sluggish economy and financing the retirements of its rapidly aging people. One of the government's schemes to encourage investment by individuals is the Nippon Individual Savings Account Program, or NISA. This scheme was launched in 2014 to attract individual investors by exempting holders of such accounts from the 20% tax on income from investments, including capital gains and dividends. The tax exemption applies to all returns from annual investments of up to 1.2 million yen made over a five-year period. Individual investors can open a NISA account at banks and securities companies. According to the Financial Services Agency of Japan, at the point of March 2018, there was 13.9 trillion yen invested in NISA accounts, 58.6% of which was in mutual funds. The performance of NISA in terms of the total amount of money invested in it so far has not met the government's expectations. It remains to be seen whether the government can come up with more innovative schemes to prompt the public to invest.